T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rick Klein is joining me now, ABC News political director and co-host of the Powerhouse Politics podcast. Rick, did we learn more in this setting, the town halls, than we might have in a debate?
I really think so. I mean, I think we made a lot about what the voters were missing by not having them face to face. But I think you learn more about the candidates and even about the contrasts without having them on the same stage, without the opportunity for them to yell at each other. I thought it was quite revealing on a whole number of levels. I just thought that the tone, the tenor, the substance, you just got a much clearer glimpse of who Joe Biden would be as president and who President Trump is as president.
Tone. And I mean, when it comes to the tone, especially for the Trump town hall, that got off to the start with the peppering of questions by Savannah Guthrie for, 18 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I think they made a choice to try to, get some clarity on some key issues before getting to voter questions. It was a much different pace at our town hall on ABC, right where I am here in Philadelphia. But I think set a bit of the pace for the remainder of the hours. That this was a rapid fire, staccato, combative President Trump. Joe Biden in his town hall was meandering at times. I think a little more revealing in some of the answers, more forthcoming in some of the details, more facile in it. I mean, there were definitely times where he went on maybe a little too long, but I thought it was interesting at the end of a bunch of the questions, he had the same thing. He would go back to the person and say, "Did I answer that question?" That's not something we heard from President Trump.
What about ratings? Is this going to be a big thing when they come in? I mean, won't it be hard to determine when the Trump town hall was on more than one channel?
I think it's likely that because you had the Trump town hall on cable channels in addition to that, plus it doesn't take into account digital live streams and the like. I also think a lot of people will tune in to kind of hate watch President Trump, for lack of a better term. I don't think Joe Biden engenders the same kind of passion. So we'll see the numbers. Obviously, we wanted a lot of people to watch Joe Biden over on ABC, but President Trump's an undeniable draw. If he wins the ratings war, quote-unquote wins, I'm sure Trump is going to let us know about it quite a bit today. But ultimately, I think it's important for, voters that have an opportunity to see the candidates to be able to look at it, even if they couldn't see it at the exact same time, look at the exchanges, watch some clips, and make a judgment based on that.
I'm wondering where each of them maybe had trouble last night. For Joe Biden, would it be with this Supreme Court question on packing the court?
Yeah, he's been uncomfortable with it for weeks now. And his answer is, if I say my answer, then you're going to talk about it and you'll cover it. Well, that is how it works. But he did break a little new ground. He said that he will have a plan, or people will know what his plan is for adding or not adding members to the Supreme Court before the election. That's 2.5 weeks away, based in part on how the Amy Coney Barrett nomination ends up being handled. So we think we know where that's headed, but I think it will be a headline that he really can't avoid the entire time. And it is an uncomfortable one, because there's a lot of folks on the left who feel like conservatives have been playing unfair, and the only way to get back at them is to add members of the court.
Yeah, and I'm wondering too, he says he'll have that answer by Election Day. But how many million ballots will be cast by then? And really, isn't he saying that if she is confirmed, that, yes, they'll pack the court, but if she's not, he won't?
I mean, that seems to be the suggestion, but and you're right. I mean, probably, a third to half of the electorate is going to have voted before November 3. And so, yeah, people are voting now, and I think that's why that's why George Stephanopoulos asked the question. I think that's why it's a valid question that should continue to get asked, is that, yeah, we've got a right, voters have a right to know the answer to it. And look, I mean, Joe Biden was the chairman of the Judiciary Committee for years, and he has had a lot of opinions on things like this in the past. He has never been a fan, as he said, of court packing, but he's acknowledging maybe that this is a different time. He views this as an illegitimate nomination, and if the Democrats take power, he'll be under pressure to change his longstanding position on this.
All right. If the Supreme Court was a problem for Biden last night, was denouncing QAnon and white supremacy a problem for the president?
I mean, look, there's a segment of his base that likes when he traffics in these conspiracy theories. QAnon is a bizarre and even, I would say, dangerous fringe conspiracy theory. It is almost too weird to explain. And the fact that Trump said first that he doesn't know anything much about it is unfathomable to me. His own FBI has warned against it. It's been in the news for months now. And that the one thing he did say specifically about it was that they're against pedophilia, which is a good thing. That's crazy to me. I mean, and I think he has, it's not a mistake when he does it. He is purposefully silent on these things. He has said in the past that QAnon says nice things. He recognizes that there's a segment of his voters that associate themselves with this, and that's why you have a failure to distance or denounce a very fringe, very scary conspiracy theory.
Do you think that anything last night on either channel changed minds?
Changing minds is difficult. I don't think that's the name of the game in this election. I think there's so few minds that can be changed. I think Joe Biden probably solidified his status in this race, reassured some folks, maybe motivated them anew. I think Donald Trump, didn't do himself enormous new damage with his answers. But the dynamics of the race have been set for some time. They truly haven't changed for weeks, if not months now. We know where it stands. And now the question is just whether voters deliver on it over the next couple of weeks.
All right. And next week's debate is still on, right? Thursday night?
Allegedly on. Yeah, we'll see. It's on the books. I think we'll have to see. I mean, Biden said last night he'll definitely be there, but he also said he expects a negative COVID test from President Trump to be there. The president said he's not sure about the testing. We'll see. We got a long way to go. So 6 days is an eternity these days.
Yeah, sure. Seems like it. Rick, thanks so much. Rick Klein, ABC News political director and co-host of the Powerhouse Politics podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.